The word conception, or to conceive, as you probably have noticed, has two apparently different meanings. One is to receive or be pregnant with a baby or embryo physical body. The other is to receive or be pregnant with an idea or notion. By you and I now looking at the conception of the body in the womb, we can see for ourselves how the two meanings, the physical and the abstract, actually describe what happens at the instant of conception. The body is the initial object through which life comes into existence. This occurs at the moment of conception in the womb. The question is, who or what conceives the body? The womb doesn't conceive. Conception merely occurs in the womb. So who or what conceives the body? Life does. You, life, the being behind the womb, conceive your own body and your own existence. You do this in the womb, or through the womb where all life originates, by identifying with the first potentially complete human form, a fertilized egg, that enters your awareness. This fertilized egg or embryo, you receive, conceive, and give life to by perceiving through its incipient senses of feeling. The effect is much the same as today when you can look at a totally lifeless photograph of someone you love, and by identifying with the photo, experience your love of the person through it, although clearly the image has no life outside yourself, outside of what you are giving it. So in the womb you provide the embryo with your beingness by conceiving it as the feeling of yourself. And at the same time you give it life and identity by conceiving it as I, your notion of yourself as that feeling. This is the fundamental error of human existence. From this all error, all ignorance arises. The body you have assumed in the womb, and the equally false notion that I am this body, are now gestating, that is, swelling and growing as forms of life, forms of yourself, which are not yourself. Fertilization, the bond or union of male and female matter, is the magnet that draws unlimited life and being into limited individual existence. Whereas previously your awareness was endless, undisturbed being or bliss without object or subject, there is now the body object and I the subject. Existence has begun for you. From now on, that form and its existence are your life.